Would you pray with me? Holy God, we thank you for your word. Your word that was given so long ago but has been kept for us today by men and women down through the ages who have trusted it, who have lived it. And we pray, O Lord, that we may trust it, that we may live it, that those who come after us will receive and hear your word as well. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Now, what does it mean when he says faith can move a mulberry tree? I want to suggest to you that the idea of many people regarding faith will not move the tree even an eighth of an inch. You see, one of the problems that we have with religious language is that over time, words take on different meanings. That we totally lose the original meaning of the word. In his book, The Underground Church, by Robin Myers, which I have ordered, and they say it's going to be here by within 2 days. I hope it will, for those of you who ordered a copy. Robin Myers writes concerning the misunderstanding of the word faith. He says, "In church we often hear some variation of the following conversation. 'Do you know Joe?' 'Yeah, he teaches Sunday school and is a deacon.' 'He is a man of strong faith.' 'What do you mean by strong faith?" "Well, Joe has no doubts whatsoever when it comes to the fundamentals. The virgin birth, the miracles, the blood atonement, the bodily resurrection, the second coming, the infallibility of Scripture. You name it. He is absolutely certain about all of it." Now, I sometimes am a bit of a doubting Thomas myself, but not Joe. Joe is a man of a very strong faith. I'm sure you've all heard people talk like that. Maybe not to the extent that they list all those things, but they talk about faith as something someone knows. The problem, though, is that's not faith. Faith is not certainty. Faith is not certainty about the questions that people struggle with. Faith is about when we are not certain. When the questions that we have cannot be answered. And we have to take a leap of faith to get somewhere beyond where we are. The people that asked Jesus to increase their faith were not looking for answers. They were asking Jesus to give them what they needed when life was hard. When they were oppressed. Listen to the writer of 2 Timothy, where Paul says to Timothy, "For this reason I suffer as I do, but I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put my trust. And I am sure that he is able to guard until that day I have entrusted to him. I don't know how I'm going to get there or what's going to happen between now and then, but I trust God to get me there." There's nothing about certainty of belief in these words. Paul can trust God, even in the hard times. Now, you may not think that's a big distinction, but it is. It's a very big distinction because, you see, when faith becomes about certainty of belief, then we become a very violent church. Think about it for a moment. All the wars that have been fought for centuries, many of them were started because one group of people felt that they had the right belief, the right faith. We often hear the word orthodox. Orthodox Christians. Well, we also know there's Orthodox Jews and there's also Orthodox Muslims. Orthodox means right belief. It is out of orthodox or orthodoxy that fanaticism is generally born. And the focus is on the certainty of right belief. And that's not what faith is about. And today, it's important to be mindful of that. If we gather at a world table, as I explained to Cheyenne, we have to be mindful that there are many different people sitting at that table today. People who not only speak a different language, people who not only dress differently, people who not only have a different skin color, but people who believe different things about God, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit, about the church. We're all called to sit at that table not because of what we believe, but because of who we are. Children of God. Faith is about living into that loving relationship with all of humanity by trusting God. And it's only by trusting God then that we can let go of our fears of each other, believing that God will take care of us. Episcopal Bishop John Selby Spong said it well when he wrote, "That's what our faith is about. It's not about making you religious or moral or right. Our faith is about calling you to live, calling you to the fullness of humanity. We do not need to be saved. We need to become fully and deeply human. We do not need to be born again. We need to grow up. Faith is trusting that in Jesus Christ, God shows us how to grow up. It's not about certainty of belief, but about living with God, living with God's people in peaceful and loving relationships. That's why our new mission statement that we approved late last spring, is about doing rather than believing. Feeding those who are hungry, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It's about living into the fullness of our humanity by recognizing that there are people just like us who need to be fed as we need to be fed by God and by others. As Meyer says, faith is about a way of being in the world that invests in the idea of redemption for all of humanity. A way of being in a world that works to bring all of humanity together. That's a tall order. And it takes a leap of faith to live like that and to believe like that. That all people are loved by God. And that we must love them. However, because of our faith in God, because of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we know that's what we are called to live, or how we are called to live. That's how we are called to be faithful disciples, not purity police. So my brothers and sisters, may we all be found faithful in our discipleship. Amen.